You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Community at Work, a weekly program spotlighting the issues that affect our communities by providing a closer look at the public agencies that serve you. This program rotates weekly between Larimer County, the Health District of Northern Larimer County, and the City of Fort Collins. Tonight, it's the Health District's turn. I'm Julie Eslick, Communications Specialist for the Health District. On this edition of Community at Work, I talk with Chelsea Covey, who is a health educator for the Larimer County Department of Health and Environment and coordinator for the Communities That Care program in Fort Collins and Estes Park. Communities That Care is a coalition-based prevention system that uses a public health approach to prevent youth problem behaviors such as violence, delinquency, school dropouts, and substance misuse. Also in studio is Catherine Chu, a health educator for the Larimer County Department of Health and Environment, who is providing assistance on the Communities That Care program. Welcome, Chelsea and Catherine.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. I gave a brief description of Communities That Care, or CTC, in the introductions. Chelsea, will you please explain how the program works to address youth behaviors?
Sure. Our program uses priority risk factors that are showing up among our youth in the community to determine what community-level strategies we should be implementing. So while a lot of these strategies are youth focused. We also have strategies that are geared more towards adults with the intent that those positive effects will really trickle down and ultimately reduce the risk factors among our youth.
And how is the program funded?
So the program is funded through the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. They received funding from the Marijuana Tax Cash Fund to support substance abuse prevention among youth using the Communities That Care model across Colorado.
And who are the community partners in your coalition?
Our coalition spans lots of different sectors. So we have quite a few nonprofit representation, a lot of youth-serving agencies, as well as the school district.
And I understand there's five phases of the plan. I don't know which of you want to explain that, but Catherine or Chelsea?
Sure, I'll take that one. We have five phases. So our first phase is called Get Started. So this phase is really all about key leader recruitment. So we have a key leader board with 14 members who are really at that director level or community decision maker level. So in phase one, it was all about getting those people on board, buy-in in the program, and then orienting them to the Communities That Care process. Phase two is called Get Organized, and that phase is more focused on the community board. So that's the board that really does a lot of the boots-on-the-ground type work. So a lot of our key leaders kind of referred some of their staff members or gave us recommendations for who to recruit for this community board. So in phase two, we did orientation with our community board members, as well as we drafted a vision statement so we knew we were all on the same page and working towards the same goals. And then we set kind of a decision-making protocol and chose our name and kind of how we would operate and things like that. So then we moved into phase three, which is about developing a community profile. So this is the phase where we gathered a lot of our community data, and we went through a prioritization process to ultimately select the risk factors that were showing up as priorities for our youth in our community. So once we had those risk factors, we also wanted to do a resource assessment for all of those to determine where our community has some capacity gaps and where we might be able to choose some strategies to fill those gaps. So that's where we are right now. Phase four will be all about building an action plan once we have selected those strategies. And then phase five will be implementing and evaluating those strategies.
And so, as you said, you're in phase four right now.
Phase three right now for both communities, okay. Yes. So we're currently working through the resource assessment phase in both Fort Collins and Estes Park. So a lot of that has been doing key informant interviews with leaders who are on our boards as well as leaders who aren't involved with the process, and then kind of synthesizing that information into our risk factors to determine where we can go from here.
And how do you plan? So that's sort of how you plan to tackle the work, I guess, as sort of a strategy at this point.
Sure. And then once we choose the strategies that we will be implementing in the community, we'll really use the community board to, like I said, do the boots on the ground type work. So we have our key leader board, and then we also have a group called Youth Action for Health, which is actually a coalition made up of high school aged youth. So both the key leader board and the Youth Action for Health will advise this process. So they will continue to do that. As we have strategies, the community board will split into those strategy action teams so that we can have lots of our community partners involved in implementation. But the youth and the key leaders will continue to kind of give us their advice if we're going in the right direction or not.
And do one of you want to talk about the social development strategy?
Sure, I can talk about that too. The social development strategy is kind of an underlying principle for how we're doing the assessment phase that we are in the middle of, but also once we have strategies, that'll be a principle that we try to instill in every strategy. So it basically talks about youth in terms of giving all youth opportunities and then teaching them the skills to be successful. And then when they are successful in those opportunities, providing them with the recognition to kind of celebrate those successes. So we operate under the principle that if we do these three things, then that will really help to set kind of the clear standards for behavior. So that will hopefully translate into those lower substance use rates and also bonding with the community and with the trusted adults that are in that community.
So to try to find ways for them to be able to resist maybe getting involved with substances in the first place or substance misuse.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just to build those skills from the very beginning before it's even about substance use so that when it does become about substance use, later on in a youth's life, they have those ready to go.
Yeah, and Catherine, what makes the CTC relevant to Larimer County?
Yeah, so 3 years ago, Larimer County, our Department of Health and Environment, prioritized mental health and emotional well-being in our community health improvement plan, the CHIP. And that allowed us to apply for CTC funding from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. In Fort Collins, we have a lot of strong coalitions, and we decided to piggyback off of our tobacco-free Larimer County coalition and use that as a base for our CTC community board and build CTC into tobacco-free Larimer County. And then in Estes Park, there are a lot of really great nonprofits and a really great nonprofit resource center. But CTC is the first coalition of its kind in Estes Park where there's representation from across the spectrum, from the Estes Valley Investment in Childhood Success, which is also EVICS, to police officers, and also representation from the New Rec Center. So CTC is able to bring a lot of sectors together and work through the process.
And are the prevention priorities that are being identified for Fort Collins and Estes Park, do you see those as being different? I think of Fort Collins and Estes Park, and I think of, I don't know, various differences in those cities and towns.
Yeah, we're both really different communities. Yeah. So we prioritize different risk factors and protective factors. So Fort Collins, here we provided or we prioritized youth attitudes favorable towards substance use, economic deprivation, and we were able to narrow that down into childcare, and then also community laws and norms favorable towards substance use. And then in Estes Park, we also prioritize economic deprivation where we're not still quite narrowed down, but we're thinking housing and or childcare. And then we also prioritize academic failure, low neighborhood attachment, and then we have one protective factor in Estes Park, which is family pro-social involvement. So the two communities are pretty different, and we prioritize different things, though we do have that one overlap with economic deprivation.
Yeah. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins, and this is Community at Work. I'm your host, Julie Yeslick, Communications Specialist for the Health District of Northern Larimer County. Tonight, we're talking with Chelsea Covey and Catherine Chu, health educators for the Larimer County Department of Health and Environment, about the Communities That Care program. Before the break, we were getting an overview of the program. Let's turn now to the program's track record and how it may make a difference locally. How is the CTC program backed up by research?
So the University of Washington has written quite a few research articles and research briefs about Communities That Care. Briefly, I can review one of them. It was tested in a randomized control trial where 24 communities across 7 states were matched in pairs, and they were randomly assigned to either receive Communities That Care or serve as a control community where they just did their normal thing and didn't implement the program. And in this randomized trial, youth that were exposed to the CTC process from grades 5 through 9, which is a developmentally sensitive time for drug use and delinquency initiation, they were significantly more likely to abstain from substance use and delinquency through grade 12. So even though that they were exposed to not very many evidence-based programs regarding prevention after grade 9. So essentially, the communities that implemented Communities That Care significantly reduced the onset of substance use and delinquency through the end of high school. And then if listeners are interested in more data or more research, a lot of their information is on communitiesthatcare.net. All the research briefs and articles are posted there. And yeah.
And can you repeat for me the what was the age group or the grade group that was at highest risks?
So in this study, yeah. The youth were exposed to CTC from grades 5 through 9. So that's the developmentally sensitive time for drug use and delinquency. But through grade 12, they showed improvement.
Yeah, that's just kind of surprising to me when I think of, I guess, middle school. That's essentially, fifth grade. My son's in fourth grade. So fifth grade's still elementary school. Mm-hmm. And then, middle school, 6th through 8th, and the start of high school as being that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And how does the program use data to figure out problems before they occur?
Yeah, I'll take that one. So we don't really use data to figure out problems before they occur per se, but we use the data to help prioritize and determine what our coalitions should focus on.
Sure.
And so we use that to help prioritize. And so each community creates their own community profile. And so in Colorado, for Estes Park and in Fort Collins, we've used data from the Healthy Kids Colorado Survey and then also other publicly available data sources. So we've used Colorado Health Indicators, and we've also used some data from the Health District, their Community Health Assessment. And then in 2015, they did a Child Health Survey. So we used a little bit of information from there. So we use all of this data from different places to serve as a proxy or to measure for specific risk and protective factors like that we were talking about before. And then so using this local data gives each community the flexibility to address their unique needs and also to implement proven strategies to address gaps in services that align with community-wide programming. So,
and can listeners find some of that data if they're curious for themselves? Is that anywhere online?
Yeah, a lot of the data, local data, can be found at LarimerHealthTracker.org.
And before we go to our next break, Chelsea, can you let listeners know how they can reach out for questions or to learn more about the Communities That Care?
Sure. We have our website up at Larimer.org/CTC. So we have our contact information for the facilitator for Estes Park as well as mine. I'm the facilitator for Fort Collins. So anyone is open to being on the community board. So we are always looking for some fresh members and new perspectives there. But we will also be posting kind of our progress and updates as we go on that website once we get them. So you can stay up to date by going to that site.
And the youth board that you mentioned, is that full or is that something where if there are students or people that might be listening or parents that might be listening, if their kids are interested?
Yeah, that is not full. We are also always recruiting for that youth board as well. So we only recruit for youth that are in the Pooter School District. We do have a few that are kind of coming up from the Thompson School District, but the what the kinds of things they'll be implementing will be in the Pooter School District. So it's definitely more geared towards the Pooter School District youth.
And will the Estes Park youth also be involved? I don't know what their school district is.
Yeah, so we have Youth Action for Health is in Fort Collins, but we have Youth in Action. A lot of youth action words here. But Youth in Action, and it's actually going to be a zero-credit hour class at the high school coming up. So Stay tuned for more information on that.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins, and this is Community at Work. I'm your host, Julie Yeslick, Communications Specialist for the Health District of Northern Larimer County. Tonight, we're talking with Chelsea Covey and Catherine Chu, health educators for the Larimer County Department of Health and Environment, about the Communities That Care program. And ladies, let's discuss how the program will progress and how some of the outcomes will be measured. What role will community members play in implementing the program? We talked about that a little bit, but do you want to talk about that a little bit more, Chelsea?
Sure. Like I said, anyone is welcome to join our community board, so that is always open recruitment. If you don't have the time or capacity to meet monthly with that board, then we also welcome community members to be involved and provide input at some of our open house type events. So as we move forward with specific strategies, we do expect our community coalition to bring forth kind of some building public support measures. So that could look like bringing a policy to city council from that community board. And if that were to happen, people can always get involved by coming to those public meetings and providing input. If we have other opportunities for providing input, those will also go up on our website. So I would say stay tuned to that.
And when should listeners expect to see an action plan? I know you're kind of in phase 3 of 5, and sometimes that's hard to measure, but is there a sort of an end date or a goal?
Yeah, so we'll likely have an action plan around July of 2018 in Fort Collins, and then soon after that in Estes Park. But again, right now we are both Fort Collins and Estes Park, both in the resource assessment phase. So we're currently working on narrowing down strategies after this and then putting that into action. So hopefully around July of 2018.
And how will you roll that out? So how will folks learn about the action plan and maybe be able to give some input?
Yeah, so like I said, we're not quite 100% sure when that will be or what that will either look like as well. But we're definitely planning on doing media outreach and then also updating our website that Chelsea was talking about, larimer.org/CTC. So all of our information and our action plan, when it's completed, will be on there. And then we'll be using media to share that as well.
And possibly social media.
Yeah.
County. Yep. Mm-hmm. County social media website. And what are the do you have any, I guess, anticipated outcomes? I suppose maybe when you're talking about data and you're still learning, you don't want to make those leaps. But are there some that you're anticipating?
Yes, there are. So we are operating under the funding goals of reducing youth marijuana, alcohol and opioid use. But because of the nature of the Communities That Care model, we get to do that through those risk and protective factors. So the specific outcomes will certainly depend on what strategies we choose. But ultimately, this kind of work has been proven to kind of trickle down into those larger categories. So we're looking at reduction in those substance use rates, as well as improved outcomes in terms of youth mental health and lowered youth violence and delinquency.
And what changes might need to take place in Fort Collins and Estes Park?
So we haven't finished our resource assessment in either community yet, but just kind of preliminarily, some things that are rising to the top in Fort Collins. It looks like we may need a shift in some of our social norms related to alcohol and youth. So as we're gathering a lot of our information through key informant interviews, it seems like there is a social norm in Fort Collins that alcohol is a more acceptable substance than some of the other ones we're working on. So I think we'll be continuing to watch that to see if there is anything we can do in terms of a mass media campaign, all the way to maybe a new city policy that the community board might want to bring forward that would help to restrict that access for youth. Mm-hmm. That's just one of a few things that are bubbling to the top for Fort Collins. I would say in Estes Park, Catherine touched on this a little bit, but definitely the housing and child care issues that Estes Park is experiencing, those are continuing to be hot issues that the community board is discussing and looking for solutions for.
To make it more affordable and for people, or just accessible, period,
yeah.
In terms of child care. And yeah. And I don't know, I know that with our community health assessment that the health district does, that of course is just sent out to households and is more for people that are 18 and up. But obviously you have some of the childhood and youth information there that I guess shows, at least in Fort Collins, that there is a higher level of drinking and accessibility. Because I know that's something that we've written about in Compass and that we've thought about in Fort Collins, especially in terms of adults and the availability and, craft brewing and craft distilleries and things like that, and obviously the marijuana shops. But in terms of youth, if that accessibility was there and if there was a lot of use and misuse, maybe compared to the rest of the state or the country, I didn't realize that was as big of an issue here.
Yeah, so we get most of our data from the Healthy Kids Colorado survey, where youth take that in their school, mm-hmm. and they're asked all different yeah. kinds of issues, and about drug use is one of them. And I would say we're mostly comparable to the state and mm-hmm. sometimes doing a little bit better, but that doesn't mean that it's not still an sure. issue in our community.
Yeah.
And I would add that we are certainly comparable or doing better than the state in terms of those comparisons. But when you compare the alcohol use rates to the marijuana or the opioid use mm-hmm. rates, that's where we see the acceptability and the perception that there's no harm mm-hmm. coming from alcohol. Yeah. Those are the numbers that have right. stood out kind of above the other substances
that,
for us.
That they may see a more of a harm in opioids or other drugs, but not in alcohol.
Yes, correct. That's what
yeah.
we're seeing.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So how will success be measured? How are we looking at measurements for?
Yeah, so since we're funded by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, they have tasked CU Boulder to be our evaluation people, and they are evaluating CTC across the state. And so they're measuring both process and outcomes for CTC. So the process evaluation is looking at how well coalitions are following the CTC model. So they call it following it to fidelity. And then outcome evaluation is just as it sounds. They're going to be looking at the differences from the Healthy Kids Colorado survey pre, during, and post CTC. So CU Boulder is in charge of looking at those things for us. But it's also important to note that the results from CTC aren't going to be overnight. Like when we implement strategies, we won't be seeing something day to day, and it'll take some time before we start seeing results from the strategies we implement.
And then to measure some of those, I assume you'll have some questionnaires or other ways that you'll be sort of following that data and seeing how students are responding or how adults even are responding to some of the programs that we're.
Yeah, so it'll yeah. mostly be measured through Healthy Kids Colorado survey, but
oh, gotcha. Okay.
it's definitely things we'll probably be able to see from our.
And how often does the Healthy Kids Colorado, I know the community assessment just because of the help, being at the health district, how often is the Healthy Kids a yearly?
It's every 2 years.
Every 2 years, gotcha,
survey.
Okay. so that's interesting. I didn't know that CU Boulder was involved in. The communities that care, I know there's been some in other parts of the country, too. Obviously, we're not the first ones using this model. And there are other towns and cities in Colorado that
yeah,
are using it as well.
There are about a little over 50 now.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but it sounds like still pretty new here. So it's not like there's some other towns that we can measure and say, oh, this is what Colorado Springs looks like or Denver looks like or.
Correct. All 50 of us started around the same
gotcha.
Time. So
okay.
we're kind of in a, they call us the Colorado cohort. So it'll be fun to watch. They did a similar rollout in Pennsylvania with the Communities That Care model, where many of the cities took it on all at once right. and they saw some pretty great results across the state. So we'll continue following our data and hopefully 10 years down the road, we can kind of model what Pennsylvania did.
Yeah, great. And are there any events or important dates that we want to mention that are coming up for the Larimer County Health and Environment?
I'd like to mention we have a poverty simulation that we are hosting in Fort Collins on April 2nd. Registration is live for that event right now. So if you go to larimer.org/CTC, you can find out more information and find that registration link if you're interested.
Well, that's all the time we have for this evening. If you want to learn more about the Communities That Care program in Fort Collins, you can contact Chelsea Covey. And in Estes Park, the contact person is Karen Randonitis. And you can contact them through the webpage at larimer.org/CTC. Thank you to Chelsea and Catherine for joining us. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Community at Work. Critter Patter is up next here on KRFC Fort Collins. Have a great night. Thank you.